Good morning, this is Governor John Baldacci. I know that the number one issue on the mind of Mainers is the economy, and it should be. It's going to take everyone working together for our country to pull itself out of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Part of the path forward requires that we reform our health care system. You can't separate health care from the economy, and costs for health care are out of control. Between 1996 and 2006, the average health insurance premium for families nearly doubled to almost $12,000 a year. In some cases, people in Maine are working just to pay their health insurance premiums. Even if premiums grow at a slower rate, we will see a greater portion of every family's paycheck going to health insurance. We've seen in Maine where our reforms have slowed the growth of health care costs, but they're still far too high. So when employers see health care costs doubling, their workers are forced to carry more of the burden. Even successful companies are being forced to sink more resources into health care or drop coverage altogether. And they're competing against countries and companies that don't even pay for health care. It's hurting our entire economy. As the cost of providing health care grows, it's placing a bigger and bigger burden upon the federal, state, and local government. Here in Maine, more than 35% of the state budget is spent on health care. Health care costs are growing faster than our economy. And for all this spending, we're still seeing more than 45 million people in this country who lack health insurance. So we're spending too much, and too many people are getting too little in return. Now, Maine has been a national leader in making sure our people have access to health care. Only four states in the country have been more successful in reducing the number of uninsured. We've set the standard for providing access and quality health care and implemented many of the innovative reforms now being pursued at the national level. In Maine, we show that we can improve our health care system. But no state budget, Maine's included, can withstand the pressure of ever-increasing costs. President Obama has started a national conversation on health insurance reform. This week, I traveled to Portsmouth, New Hampshire to meet with the president and to hear his thoughts on how we can improve our health care insurance in the United States. And on Thursday, I spoke with Senator Snowe and other governors and members of the Senate Finance Committee in Washington on the difficult balance that must be struck when reforming health care insurance. Right now, there's a lot of fear and misinformation out there. And there's some silly talk, meant mostly to confuse people or scare them. But ultimately, the question facing our nation today on health care insurance is this: are we satisfied with the status quo? Or are we prepared to make some real changes that will control cost and ensure that everyone has quality, affordable health care? Without real and meaningful insurance reform, we're all at risk of losing access to good health care. The cost on individuals, families, businesses, government will swallow future growth. So Maine has led the way in addressing health reform, but we know the workable solutions at the national level are needed more than ever. We can't do it without Washington's help. We can improve the quality and access to health care, and we can do it in a way that contains cost, and Maine has proven that. Now we must take this important opportunity to make national progress. I believe that we can work together to find the best path forward. Nothing is more personal to people than their own health and the health of their family. That's why the President and I agree that no insurance company or drug company accountant should overrule the doctor-patient relationship. Medical decisions and healthcare decisions for Mainers or Americans should be determined by doctors and nurses. In Maine, we've taken on many of these issues, including expanding affordable health insurance options, promoting preventative health, and enacting consumer protections. Just last month, we launched a pilot program that will help people get the information they need to better manage their own health care. We also created a scholarship program that will help to defray the tuition for medical school students who will be able to practice medicine in more of our rural areas of the state of Maine. Maine's experience shows that while health care reform is hard work, it's vital that all of us come together and commit ourselves to finding common ground. When we do, things will get better. All of us politically, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, want hardworking families and businesses to prosper and thrive. Right now, our current system is holding back too many people. It's burdening too many families. There is a better way, and I'm confident we can find it. Thank you, and have a great weekend.